Biden to turn U.S. military bases into refugee camps for 50,000 Afghans. By John Binder on September 2, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration is readying a plan to house about 50,000 Afghans across five states by effectively turning United States military bases into temporary refugee camps. Biden is asking his administration to expand capacity at U.S. military bases in Texas, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Virginia, New Mexico, and Indiana to accommodate about 50,000 Afghans. According to internal figures reviewed by CBS News, Fort McCoy in Wisconsin is currently housing about 6,400 Afghans, none of whom have arrived with special immigrant visas, SIVs. Instead, most Afghans at military bases are arriving on humanitarian parole that Biden opened for those who do not qualify for SIVs, P2 visas, or even refugee status. The Defense Department plans to eventually house about 13,000 Afghans at Fort McCoy, according to CBS News. In addition, about 4,300 Afghans are currently staying at Fort Bliss in Texas. 3,500 are at Fort Dix in New Jersey. 1,700 are at Fort Lee in Virginia. And roughly 600 are at a base in Quantico, Virginia. More than 100 Afghans who have arrived at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, and Biden is opening Camp Atterbury in Franklin, Indiana, to Afghans in the coming days. The Afghans will stay at the military bases for about 14 to 21 days while their immigration processing continues and will eventually be resettled across the U.S. Last week, Representative Tom Tiffany, R.Y., said Afghans at the military bases can come and go as they want and that many have already left the bases before their immigration processing has been completed. As Breitbart News reported, a Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, analysis released this week warned of the potential for fraud in Biden's massive resettlement operation, potentially allowing the entry of hundreds of thousands of unvetted individuals from a terror-prone nation into the U.S. is not a proper solution to the unfolding crisis in Afghanistan. In addition to American citizens, Afghan refugees would also have their safety be put at risk if a terrorist were discovered in this massive bloc. Conducting an extensive vetting process before the entry of any foreign national is common sense and must be a part of any policy that includes bringing refugees or SIV applicants into the country. Emphasis added. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.